Good morning. We're continuing the Chayyadam, Klal Lamed, and we were discussing the halachas of Yeshver Rabba Mevorach, and specifically the halachas of Yisparach. So I want to correct one point and add one or two points before we go on to the next simon in the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam, I mentioned that you're not supposed to interrupt between Yeshmer Rabbe Mevorach L'olam L'olam Yoh and the word Yisparach, and I said it's Alpi the Zohar. Now it is Alpi Kabbalah, but it's not found in the Zohar. It's found in other Sforim, but it's actually a Medrash as well, and the Medrash has quite an arichus about the significance of not interrupting between Yeshmer Rabbe Mevorach L'olam L'olam Yoh, the word Olam Yoh, and the word Yisparach. Now Halacha L'maisa, two points the Mishabura points out, is in a situation where a person is not allowed to be mafsik. The parts of tefillah where a person is not allowed to be mafsik, Birchus Kriya Shema, during Psukah de Zimra, he follows, you should follow the opinion of the Gra, not to say Yisparach, because since it's a machlokes whether you're supposed to say it or just listen to it, so you should not interrupt in a place you're not allowed to interrupt. And he says, even according to the Gra, that you do not say Yisparach in a place where you're allowed to speak. If you would take a breath and a pause between Olam L'Olam Yoh and the word Yisparach, even according to the Gra, would be permitted. Interestingly enough, in Siman Kuf Dalad, he talks about the situation where a person is in Shemar Esrei, and he hears the Tzibur saying Kedusha or saying Kaddish, he's supposed to pause and listen to the Yehi Shemar Rabba Mevorach. There he says, in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah, that a person should pause and listen to the phrase Yehi Shemar Rabba Mevorach L'olam 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 Yoh and Yisparach. He should listen to the word Yisparach as well. So he says Ad Yisparach, until Yisparach, and he means including Yisparach as well. So a person, when he pauses during Shemoneh Esrei, if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei and he hears Kedusha, I'm sorry, if he hears Kaddish, so he should pause to listen. He pauses to listen to the word Yisparach as well. He's going to be Yotzei Shemei Ka'ona, the seven words of Yehi Shemar Rabba, and also the word Yisparach, the eighth word as well. Okay, let's start the next simon in the Chayyadam, simon hay. He says during the Kaddish, Chayv Likra Hey Pamin. So this is the Shulchan Aruch brings down. It's based on a Kolba, one of the Rishonim, and a person saying Kaddish, a person should bow. So he says where the five places are. And the Chayyadam is going to point out that the Gra disagrees with this idea of bowing during Kaddish. So he says, where are the five places? Kishyomer Yisgadel Yisgadesh, at the beginning of Kaddish, he should bow. Kishyomer Amen Yeheshmer Rabba, when the Chazan, or the one who's saying the Kaddish, says the Yeheshmer Rabba. Now, actually, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Yeheshmer Rabba, not the word Amen, but rather the word Yehi Shemar Rabba. When he starts saying Yehi Shemar Rabba, he should bow. Kishur Yomer Yisparach, then the beginning of the second paragraph, when he says the word Yisparach. Dalet Kishur Yomer Shmei Dekudusha Brichu, when he says those words, Shmei Dekudusha Brichu. And Hey Kishur Yomer Vimru Amen, and when he says at the end of that paragraph, Vimru Amen. So those are the five places that a person is supposed to bow during Kaddish. I want to point out that the actual Kaddish, the primary Kaddish, ends at that point, even though it's referred to sometimes in the Poskim even as Chatzi Kaddish, implying that the Kaddish Yiskabel is the Kaddish Sholem. It's actually the other way around, that the Iker of Kaddish is really just the first two paragraphs and Yehi Shemar Rabba. And really it's divided into the first paragraph is the act of the Chazan inviting the Tzibur to say Yehi Shemar Rabba. Let us sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and be megadol, magnify his name by saying the praise of Yehi Shemar Rabba. And then the paragraph of Yisparach, we pointed out, really is to be perceived as an extension of Yeheshmer Rabo. And that's really the primary Kaddish. That which we add on at the end of Kaddish, Tiskabel, Yeheshlomo, or Al Yisrael Rabbanon, and Yisasholom, those are just minhagim. Those are not the Iker Kaddish, and therefore if a person is holding in a place where he's not allowed to be mafsik, for example Pesukah de Zimra or Birchas Kriyashma, he does not answer Amen during to those parts of Kaddish, but he would answer Amen, he would be mafsik to answer the Amen Amen Yeshmer Rabba, and the Amen of Mimru Amen at the end of the second paragraph of Yisparach, that Amen he would answer, because that is the primary elements of Kaddish. So he did explain more what this idea of kriyas are, and the Chayyim will mention it. We'll talk about this in the next year, that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with it. What should we do with Maisa? Meanwhile, have a good day.